For KHSU News, I'm Eric Black. Some hospital patients are leaving Humboldt County because St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka can't treat them. At a press conference last week, Humboldt County Health Officer Ian Hoffman explained.
Remember when we were worried about the first surge, it was before there was a vaccine. And so we had not only an ability to surge to as much as 80 beds in St. Joe's Hospital, but 100-bed alternate care site at Redwood Acres. We decided to demobilize the ACS due to predictions around future surges and vaccination rates. And we felt confident that we would not need it, that we could handle that, you know, potential 80-bed surge in the hospital. The capacity is still there to take care of more people in our county. The problem is those beds need staff. Many, many have retired due to the stress of this pandemic. So the pool of nurses are way down locally and nationally.
Redheaded Black Belt reporter Ryan Hudson has reported on St. Joe's since before the pandemic. Ryan, Dr. Hoffman mentioned a national staffing crisis. But what are the unique staffing challenges facing St. Joe's?
The staffing crisis has pre-existed COVID. Both the nurses union as well as the staffing union, they have both been trying to address the staffing needs to meet minimums, to meet the staffing quotas for many years.
How is staff responding to that shortage?
People are doing their best to meet the needs in the moment, and there simply are not enough hands to go around. This is being communicated directly to, say, nursing managers or floor managers, charge nurses, people who are in a capacity to relay that information up the chain of command. I am told by Roberta Luskin-Hawk, the CEO of St. Joe's, in a recent press conference that they have done a bunch of hiring, and Dr. Hoffman also reiterated that the hospital has brought in assistance from the state level. Recently, St. Joe's has offered added pay for people who come in for extra shifts, take on extra time. There are weekly bonuses and things of that nature being offered now, which was not the case about 2 weeks ago.
During those past few weeks, Humboldt has averaged roughly 35 hospitalized COVID patients at any point in time. Roughly a third of those have been in the ICU. On at least one occasion, all the hospitalized patients have been unvaccinated. Redheaded Black Belt's Ryan Hudson, how is the staffing shortage affecting care for those patients?
A lot of people that I've talked to have said they have not seen this much suffering and death throughout their entire career. People simply are not getting care because there is not enough to go around in the form of nurses, in the form of aides, in the form of beds, in the form of equipment. People are being, you know, transferred out of the area for emergencies, which normally we would be able to handle here. They simply have not ever had this many of the same type of emergency care, the same need for so many patients at once that there just isn't enough to go around. One of the main concerns of staff is the profit motive of a corporation that is responsible for providing healthcare in a community that's fairly well isolated geographically. The hospital has always maintained that their focus is patient care.
I've been talking to Redheaded Black Belt's Ryan Hudson. You can read her reporting at kimkemp.com. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.